The state of Louisiana has elected its first woman governor. Yesterday, Democrat Kathleen Babineau Blanco defeated a young Republican, the son of Indian immigrants. Blanco scored a rare gain for Democrats in an election season that has seen a string of Republican victories. As Melanie Peoples reports from New Orleans, in the Bayou State, age and experience triumphed over the 32-year-old Whiskit.
60-year-old Kathleen Babineau Blanco is a Louisiana native and Cajun who spent 20 years in state government, the last 8 as lieutenant governor. She took the stage last night at her campaign victory party, beaming.
The people of Louisiana have spoken. We have sent a new message out to the nation that this is a new Louisiana.
Blanco now becomes the only female governor in the South, which pleases a large number of female voters like Sarita Sebastian, who stopped at a recent suburban New Orleans yard sale.
Well, I think it's terrific. Women rule the home. Women rule the workplace. We're no longer the minority, and I think this woman's going to be terrific. We've worked hard, and we've tried to break that glass ceiling, and now we have.
Going into the race, experts had favored Blanco's opponent, 32-year-old political novice Bobby Jindal, due in part to strong backing from Louisiana's popular term-limited Republican governor. In the end, though, Jindal lost 48% to Blanco's 52% and graciously conceded.
To be on the edge of victory tonight, and we were on the edge of victory tonight, we proved that in Louisiana, hard work and good ideas pay off. We proved that any child in our state, whether their family has been here 6 generations or 1 generation, whether they went to a rich private school or a public school like mine, we proved that any child in Louisiana can dream big things and make them happen right here in Louisiana, right here in this great state.
If Jindal had been elected, he would have become the first Indian American governor in the United States. Born and raised in Baton Rouge, Jindal found success early after graduating from Brown University and attending Oxford as a Rhodes Scholar. He became Louisiana State Health Secretary at the age of 24, Director of a National Commission on Medicare at 26, and even served as a top health policy advisor with the Bush administration. No one denies it's an impressive resume, but it didn't move enough voters.
They voted for the heart over the head, and usually in Louisiana that's the way it's going to go.
John McGinnis publishes a weekly newsletter about Louisiana politics. While Republicans generally need 2/3 of the white vote to win in Louisiana, Jindal only got 60%. And McGinnis says it's Blanco's last-minute strategy that made the difference.
She was able to make a real issue out of health care and lay the charge that Bobby Jindal, when he was head of the health department, made cuts that hurt people. And that proved to be a very sensitive issue in this state. There's still a lot of poor people in Louisiana or people who know poor people, and they want to see a governor who has some compassion. And Bobby Jindal did not respond to the negative ads against him, and in the end, I think that cost him the election.
And that may be what finally helped Blanco secure African-American votes. She garnered 91% of the black vote statewide, although she was not the favorite candidate among black voters in the primary. She was even spurned by New Orleans' black Democratic mayor, who endorsed Jindal, but she easily carried New Orleans with its large percentage of African-American voters. Political analyst McGinnis says in the end, voters just felt more comfortable with Blanco, who presented herself as a down-home mother of 6. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples.